Brighton memories. Every single individual who has visited, worked or volunteered at the Brighton Centre during its long history has contributed to creating something that is too magical to capture in writing. Here are some of the memories of those past and present. Wally Thomas, late member, from his autobiography published in 1960. At Brighton, there is a building reminiscent of an ocean liner dominating the slope of the Downs near Ovingdean. The view from these thousand windows is, I'm told, unrivalled along the south coast. The channel is spread below. On the other side, there is the soft undulating vista of the Downs and the village of Ovingdean among the clustered elms. On my first visit to St Dunstan's, I was at once aware of the size, the grandeur of the place. Then I was told of the views it commanded. It required a night's thought for me to decide that it was right that a house of blind men should enjoy these magnificent views that they would never see, because we know they're there. People describe them to us. When we sit on the terraces, we face the English Channel and we know it. We can smell its clean tang and we can picture it just as it is. We couldn't do this unless it were really there. I'm often there for holidays still. I can see the whole building in my mind and hear in my mind the rooks that nest in the elms not far away, wheeling and floating above the dark mass trees. It's a fine house we have on the coast. Its position is not wasted on us. We could as easily live in a dark building shut off by high walls in the hollow of the land, since we can see nothing wherever we are. But we would know we were there, and we would be less happy in such a place. Ray Moore, member. As a child in 1926, I lived in Lewes, which was only 7 miles from Brighton. We used to visit the Brighton Centre at the weekends, and I saw the Brighton Centre being built, as well as the first occupants being guided by staff. It was so good to see them walking around and enjoying the sunshine. The local people were very proud of the building and had so much respect for the charity. Doreen Elliott, widow of a blind veteran. My late husband William Elliott was always interested in art and craft until he started losing his sight due to macular degeneration. He then became a member of Blind Veterans UK. From his very first visit to the Brighton Centre, the craft room was where he liked to be, mosaics being his favourite. We have many memories of our visits to the Brighton Centre, but our most memorable story is how they reintroduced him to something he really enjoyed. Thank you to everyone at Blind Veterans UK for your support. Darren Blanks, member. May 2012. My first visit to this building, a journey that helped me grow so much, especially with vision loss. The things I learned from the building and the other members of the past 11 years are invaluable. Thanks to everyone for the memories over the past 11 and a bit years. Accept, adjust, achieve. There is life beyond sight loss. Gary Tickner, son of a blind veteran. I remember when it was St Dunstan's. My late dad used to go there for training and respite. When he passed, my late mum visited a couple of times for respite. Had some wonderful times there and met some amazing veterans as well as some amazing staff. Carl Adamson, member. After being seriously hurt while serving, it's been over 20 years since I first walked in that building. I was lost, battered and broken at the time. Yet from the moment I arrived, the impact the people inside that building had on me was so much that it would go on to change my life forever. With support, I found positivity and hope. Through that, I eventually found a way to have a good and fulfilling life. After seeing what other members were achieving there, it wasn't long before I sensed that nothing is impossible. I'll always be grateful and thankful to all the fantastic staff who from the very first day made every opportunity to make me feel part of the Blind Veterans UK family. Thanks for the memories. Colin Williamson, President. I first walked through those hallowed doors 20 years ago, and I love the place just as much now as I did all of those years ago. Karen Baxter, wife of a blind veteran. When my husband Billy first lost his sight almost 26 years ago, Brighton was his lifesaver and mine. It helped him come to terms with blindness, get his life back, and achieve all that he has. We very much look forward to our blind veterans of today making similar memories at our new home in Rustington. First impressions in 1938. Going through our review archives, we found an article on what St Dunstaners at the time thought of their new Brighton home in 1938. I have just returned from a weekend at the new home at Ovingdean. In my opinion, it is a marvellous building. There is simply everything for one's comfort. Anyone who is not satisfied with this structure will not feel comfortable in paradise. F. G. Braithwaite. The arrangements made for deaf St Dunstaners at the home enabled me to enjoy my weekend to the full. I was also glad to find a barber was there. R. J. Williams. The home is marvellous. The beds are wonderfully comfortable. I will take a large trunk the next time and stay there for good. R. Westwood of Bellaby. It seems that nothing has been forgotten that would in any way help towards our comfort. I shall take away with me many happy memories of my first visit there. See Glasspool.